I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 19th, 2019 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Absent.
And excused.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council meeting this evening. If you're here for a particular issue and you wish to speak to council concerning it, please raise your hand and I will recognize you at the appropriate time for that issue. At this time, I welcome you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance led by Mr. Lukey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three is additions to the agenda, and I do have a couple for you tonight. As agenda item 4A, I would like to add a fire department update. We have Chief Ram in the house tonight, and he has some new information to share with us about the department. I would also like to add, as the last agenda item, whatever number that turns out to be, an executive session to discuss possible litigation. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer is on vacation, will be back tomorrow. Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Brining?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved for this evening. Agenda item four is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on February the 4th. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes from Sylvania City Council meeting held on February 4th, 2019 as submitted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from February 4th, 2019 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. 4A, added agenda item to have a fire department update. Welcome, Chief Ram. We appreciate you coming over here. I know you came straight over from a pinning ceremony for two new firefighters.
Good evening, everyone. As the mayor said, this evening, we got a pinning for two new firefighters. We had one retired and one young man left us. He has two parents that are ill. So he wanted to move back closer to home, so we lost a young guy that hated to see go. I tried grabbing him by the ankles, but he still needed to go. So, but I wanted to bring up that we got some great things happening. We took delivery of the new Quint, which is an engine with a ladder truck on it. What I did with that is I traded in our old ladder truck, and we put two trucks together on one truck, so I'm going to be able to sell another engine to offset some of the costs on it. And also we ordered another transport unit 2 weeks ago. We did that because tonight in the meeting I presented in 2018 in January, we transported 44 times. In January 2019, we transported almost 300 times. So the amount of...
Hey, that's month to month?
Month to month.
44? To 300.
Right, and in 2018 we had one transport unit. It was only in part time. I was able to get one more full time to put ours in all the time, full time, and we are now not getting much backup from the private area.
I think you need to say why it's changing, Chief. That's what's changing in the area that you need to do transports instead of the private companies.
Well, I mean, obviously they're not making much money doing it. So the Medicare, Medicaid payback for them, that it's kind of hard for them to make it. But when we're seeing our run volume go up 15 to 20% every year, and 80-some percent of our incidents are EMS, that's our citizens in our community, that if I don't have something available to take them to the hospital, we have to do it ourselves. So. So like I said, I placed an order for another ambulance, so hopefully that'll be here by August is what I'm being told. but the coin will be in service in about a month. It takes a little time to get all the equipment and everything on it, but, and I do have the older engine up for sale, so hopefully we'll get a little bit of money back on that too, so. Anybody have anything for me?
Wait, I just have just a clarification.
Sure.
Are you saying that the total number of people needed to be transported was increased by that rate, or just the number that the township department transported?
Well, you mean the numbers that I told you?
Yeah.
January was 44 transports last year and almost 300 this year.
Yeah.
That was people taken to the hospital when they called EMS.
So that's by either. So more people are needing to go to the hospital is what you're saying?
No, actually what happened was last year we got a little more support from the private ambulances in the whole Lucas County area. A few years ago we had like 30-some private transports in the area. And when I was at the meeting a couple of months ago, we're down to like 13 that are available. So when our run volume is going up and I don't have that backup, then we have to have the backup within our department to be able to make sure our citizens aren't waiting 40 minutes, 50 minutes for an ambulance to come from wherever I can get it from. Because we were really relying on a lot of mutual aid stuff when we couldn't get the private, but now that we've been able to put our own back in service, it not only gets the people to the hospital, it gets our food back in service faster for the next incident that we have. One thing that I do keep huge track of is it's called overlapping incidents. So when we have an incident and another incident comes in right away, we're at like 49% of the time we catch one incident, we're catching a second one live without that unit's out. And we have four stations, so we're able to cover them, but when that starts creeping up over 50, 60% of the time one's going, another one's going, we'll have to look at, you know, how we're going to handle that. So I'm on it. I'm watching it. It's trending. I went to a consortium meeting today that had Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio chiefs at it, and it's interesting to hear that this kind of trending is happening everywhere, not just in Lucas County, Ohio. It's happening in a lot of places other than here, too. So
when you do the runs, you get the Medicaid insurance feedback. So, okay.
Yeah, and we're like 60-some% of what we're collecting. So, and that's pretty good. We have a great kind of, we have a good area. So
that's a billing process, soft billing. You bill their insurance, and if they have insurance, they get paid.
Right. What
you get paid.
If you're a resident of the township or the city, we send your insurance a bill or Medicare, whatever they pay, we'll accept it. If they're from out of town, they get three bills, three chances to pay what the insurance won't, and at that time, then it drops off. So that's what the soft billing is.
So we bill the insurance company, or we bill Medicare, or we bill Medicaid. And then do we, I assume Medicare and Medicaid pay us?
Yes, they we have a billing company that does all of our billing for us. We send our run reports there and they code it to the number so that it tells us how much Medicare will pay. Medicare and Medicaid have taken a huge cut over the last 5 to 6 years.
In what they'll pay.
And we look at doing hard billing, which is the three bills and then taking them to court, but for the amount that is left there after insurance and all that, it's costing us, Mrs. Bryan can tell us, that it would cost us more to take someone to court to collect that. So that's where...
Okay, I get that. We don't have to talk about that. but when you bill, and when you bill Anthem, if I have Anthem insurance, Anthem pays you.
Yes.
Okay.
And bottom line, Chief, how is that working out?
It's working out awesome.
That's what we've talked about in our monthly staff meetings.
Yeah.
It is mostly paying for this additional work that you're doing.
Yes, it is. It paid for the first ambulance that we purchased that's already done with. And we'd really like to see it pay for some more manpower. And we did hire 5 part-time people who have been through the recruit school, and actually one of them is working at Station 1 tonight, part of the training. So we were able to get 5 more part-time people hired. So.
Very good.
Yes,
thank you for reporting to us tonight, Chief. Moving on to agenda item five. This is a report from the DORA Ad Hoc Committee. State law was changed within the last few years allowing a city the size of Sylvania's to have a DORA or downtown or designated outdoor refreshment area. This council a few months ago appointed an ad hoc committee under the chairmanship of Mr. Lukey. So, Mr. Lukey, your report.
Mr. Mayor, I believe all members of council have in their packets the formal recommendations from the ad hoc committee. Just to remind you, this is in response to a request that came before council last summer from the Redbird and several other downtown organizations to pursue the idea of a DORA. I want to thank the participants on the ad hoc committee that Mrs. Westfall appointed. Patrick Richardson was an outstanding advocate for not only council but also the under 30 segment of our population. We had two neighbors, Jason Kushma and Mary Beth Schoen, who are neighbors of the in the downtown neighborhood. They could not be here tonight. Jane Worth from Ragaza and Katie Fields from Inside the Five were there, and they're here tonight. And if we have a minute, we maybe ask them to say a few words. And I have to say, two people who are not on the original committee but who were there for just about every meeting were Nick Dallas from J&G and Scott Hudson from Hudson Gallery, and their input was very, very helpful. I'm not going to go through the full presentation. You have it in front of you, but let me say this. The end of the subcommittee's work, or at least this phase of it, is really the start of a public process, and I think that's the point. I would hope, Mr. Mayor, that we can have this referred to a council committee tonight. I would ask that committee to be to move quickly to have a meeting, first of all, of perhaps the other council members to get some consensus and reaction to it, and then also maybe a public meeting at some point where we can have business stakeholders and the community come in. I would encourage us to move this forward to the point where we perhaps could have an ordinance drafted and a council vote by the end of March. We'd like to try to put this in place for the warm weather of 2019, and there's, as you read through this, quite a bit of work that needs to be done once we approve a DORA to get the downtown infrastructure in shape, do some of the work that's required by the law, get signage in place, and so on. So I hope that we can move as expeditiously as possible to get this done. So that said, I formally present the recommendations to you, and Mr. Mayor, we might want to have Katie or Jane or Nick say a few words.
Absolutely. We appreciate all of your work so far. Would anyone like to come to the podium first? You're all welcome to come up in whatever order you choose. Katie, I've seen you on a couple of stations, I think, on television. You're doing wonderful work with your new business downtown.
Katie Fields, I'm co-owner of Invest Fiber and Company. We have been open for 8.5 months, I think, since May. I want to let you know why we chose downtown Sylvania as our location a year or so ago. We chose Sylvania as a community. We chose because we feel like it's a city that cares, it's a city that cares about the community. They care about the local businesses, and they care about expanding and improving their city. And so we're happy to be here. DORA, I think, is just another way for the city to show us that they are interested in improving the area, bringing more people down. DORA is so much more than having an alcoholic drink outside. DORA says a lot for the city, what they want to do and what they want to make the city. great community, and we think that the community is responsible and will handle this well, and is really excited about it. So I think that's what I'm so wanted. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you. I have one follow-up question for all three of you. The recommendations we got talk about using 4 parking spaces. In the past, there have been concerns about not having enough parking in downtown Sylvania, and we made some changes to help have more parking. But these would be prime parking spaces right in front of businesses, maybe one very closer in front of your business, Mrs. Wirth. So you obviously don't have a problem with it, but did you think about the loss of parking spaces? What is this going to do anything to you negative-wise?
I would love to have a parklet right in front of my store.
Okay.
We have plenty of parking behind the store.
Right. Thank you.
Also, we're working with the DSA for their members, and we're going to the non-members as well. All the business owners, and we're making sure everybody knows about it, so everybody can have an opinion if they want it for a public hearing in the future. So everybody I've heard from so far, members of DSA, I haven't heard one negative response.
Thank you. Katie.
Can I speak from here?
Yes.
I think downtown Sylvania needs more parking. But with that said, I think what we're going to gain from those spaces, I'll give up 4 spaces in a heartbeat. I think we're going to gain so much more than just having those 4 spaces. Yes, I think we need more parking. But I think giving up 4 spaces and gaining more seating and entertainment for people to stay downtown is worth giving those up.
Makes sense to me. Any questions from members of City Council?
Ride sharing is going to help parking a lot.
Ride sharing?
Right.
Okay.
Lyft, Uber, automated
cars.
That's all coming. It'll get a lot better, I promise.
All right, Mrs. Westfall, where would you like to go from here?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First, I'd like to echo Mark's sentiments, thanking the committee for their wonderful service. It was a mix of a new group of community leaders who came together under the focus of the DORA, and I think it was very wonderful to see some new energy brought to the table. And I think the proposal shows a lot of thought, a lot of effort, and again, some very positive energy. So I'm very excited about it. And I think I think I can speak for all council members that we're very happy at the prospect of this. And now we need to go through the rest of the process, which is to refer it to committee and then to have some public meetings. I love that you gave us some kind of a timeline. I think that'll be something discussed at the committee meeting. What I'm going to recommend is that we refer it to the safety committee. Certainly that's where we review liquor permits, and that's certainly where we review things that revolve around safety related issues. So I have reached out to Mr. Fry, who was not able to be with us this evening, to confirm with him that he would be comfortable accepting that responsibility, and he has agreed to do that. And we have identified a date for a meeting that I'd like to share with the group, and I did talk with the other safety committee members, and it looks like they are all available. Safety committee members, just for your information, chairman is Mark Fry, and committee members are Mark Lutke, Doug Hanem, and myself, Mary Westfall, and we're looking at Monday, February 25th at 7:30 a.m. for a meeting of the safety committee.
And Mary, if I may, I think the intention would be to have a second committee meeting sometime in the later part of the day for more public participation. 7:30 in the morning is not exactly
you
prime
know what?
Time.
I think that's correct, but I don't think that day.
No.
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 That will be a decision made at that committee.
Yes.
And yes, there will be an evening meeting.
Just want to clarify that that's on
Good
the agenda,
point.
Right? Okay.
The agenda is to, at that meeting, identify what the following schedule would be, and hopefully by then make some decisions about when the committee would like
right.
to hold public meetings.
Right. Thank you. I just want to make sure that was
in
the plan.
Point of clarification. And that meeting would be right here in the council chambers.
Council committee meetings are, of course, public meetings, and other members of City Council or the public are welcome to attend, but they are not necessarily public participation meetings. All right, Mrs. Westfall, you want to make a motion to refer it?
Yes, I move that we refer the DORA discussion to the Safety Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer the DORA recommendations to the Safety Committee for further study and recommendation. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries, and it sounds like we should...
Motion for the date.
I don't know if you need a motion for the date, but go right ahead.
So, and then I move that we have a safety committee meeting on Monday, February 25th at 7:30 a.m.
Second.
Moved and seconded to set the first meeting date next Monday, the 25th at 7:30 a.m. in these council chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We'll have the clerk publicize that time and place. Thank you. And thank you for all your efforts. We encourage you to come to that meeting, though it's awfully early. That's not why they set it at that time, to discourage participation.
But to keep it moving.
All right. I think we're prepared to move on to the next item on our agenda, agenda item 6, which is a report of the zoning ordinance amendment concerning the property at 4713 King Road from Bruce Fondren. Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining, do we have any updates on this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did speak with Mr. Fondren today. He is still working with his engineers to put together some additional sidewalk work that needed to be shown on the drawing, as well as put together some elevations. He's going to reach back out to them and then let me know when they're thinking they can get that on there, get it completed for Mr. Fondren. Our goal is to have it for the second meeting in March.
council has already had their public hearing. You need to act in a reasonable amount of time. I think that's within a reasonable amount of time to wait to the second meeting in March. I know that Mr. Fondren is working with the Lee Wondowski surveying group and engineering group to do the work. Is there any objection from council to continuing this item to that meeting? Hearing none, I don't believe any action is taken. We'll just have the clerk put it back on the agenda for that night and include any materials that we can in the council packet for that meeting. All right. With that, let's move on to agenda item 7, the Alexis Road Safety Improvement Project. You have a report from the service director about acquiring some property necessary for that project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. ODOT has been in contact with the property owner on the northwest corner of Acres and Alexis. We need some additional right-of-way from that property in order to complete the safety project along Alexis Road. They've come to a tentative agreement with the property owner for that right-of-way in the amount of $6,000, and that was actually very close to what ODOT's initial valuation was. So we believe it to be a reasonable valuation and would recommend approval and of easement with DJF Properties Limited and authorize the payment of $6,000 towards that project.
All right. The law director has included an ordinance 12-2019 in the council packets to accept this easement at a cost of $6,000. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 12-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting a permanent easement from DJF Properties Limited relative to the Alexis Road Safety Improvement Project, dedicating the easement for public purposes, authorizing the compensation for said permanent easement in the amount of $6,000, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 12-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 12-2019.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 12-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 12-2019 is approved. Now moving to agenda item 8. There are two bridges that go across 10 Mile Creek on Silica Road as it approaches Northview High School. There's a vehicular bridge and a separate pedestrian bridge. These have come to our more recent attention due to recent inspections that they need work, and that is the service director's report to you. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the mayor indicated, there are two bridges there, two separate bridges. The pedestrian bridge has been deteriorating more rapidly than what the vehicular bridge has. The vehicular bridge has actually been in place since 1938, I believe, and has been 80 years we are now, and so it's a very solid bridge. Our hope, and we had been doing temporary repairs to the pedestrian bridge in the anticipation that the vehicular bridge would, the deterioration would get to a point to where it would drop in its evaluation and then in turn make that bridge eligible for ODOT funding. That has finally occurred. I don't know if you should be happy that a bridge has been downgraded in condition, but the vehicular bridge on Silica Drive has, this year during the 2018 inspection, was downgraded from a 5P to a 4P condition bridge. That allows that bridge to be eligible for municipal bridge funding. And what that enables us to do is to now take a look at, rather than having two separate bridges like we do now, combine that into one single bridge, have pedestrian traffic available across it, and have just one structure there versus two structures. This initial study will take a look at what's the best way to do that, what's the best combination of bridge. Is it a culvert bridge? Is it a span bridge? Those types of questions. DGL Consulting Engineers is the firm that we recommend moving forward with. They have submitted a proposal for $11,750 to do that preliminary engineering type work. This project was not included in our capital improvement plan for this year. We didn't get the rating, we didn't get the ODOT report until after our budget process, or I certainly would have included it. We want to get the report complete by the consultant so that we're eligible for the grant application funding that will be taking place mid-year this year. The actual bridge replacement probably won't take place until about 2023 is when the funds will be available, I believe. But we want to make sure that we get in the most current round of grant applications. It is $11,750. We are taking a look. We've bid two projects so far that were in our capital improvement plan, and both of those have come under an estimated amount, and we'll continue to look at those capital improvement funds. Our plan is to stay within budget. We have no anticipation of needing to come back to you for additional funds, but we are requesting authorization to move forward with this study.
What is your long-term projection as to when we'll need actual construction, engineering and construction funding?
I think engineering construction funding will probably come in 2021, then with construction in 2023.
So we can build it into the budget by then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We want to get the process started so we can get in line for the ODOT Municipal Bridge Program and the funding that comes with it. So you have in your council packets ordinance number 13-2019. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 13-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of DGL Consulting Engineers to a preliminary structure study for the Silica Drive Vehicular Bridge over 10 Mile Creek Replacement Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $11,750, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 13-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 13-2019.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance.
I'm sorry. I sent that to him telepathically. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor.
I heard it. All right. Now it's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 13-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 13-2019 is approved. Moving to agenda item 9. This is a cost recovery for a water line connection on an installment plan on Little Road. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. When the water line along Little Road and Centennial Road were constructed to the Fossil Park elevated tank, we established a cost recovery fee so that when properties along the route of that water line connected, they would pay their fair share of that construction cost. We've had two or three other entities connect to the water line, and those dollar value, they've been smaller lots, so those dollar values were such that the people were able to just pay them directly. This property has quite a bit of frontage along Little Road, and their cost recovery fee was in the amount of $30,511.99. And so they asked for if it was possible to have an installment payment plan for that amount. We've done that for other properties throughout the city for both water and sewer cost recovery fees when they're the higher amounts. And we would recommend doing so in this case. It would be a five-year agreement. The property owner, Vibrant Ventures, Limited Liability Corporation, would make monthly payments of $538.82 for 5 years. And we recommend approval of the agreement.
And this property is in the city, right?
It's yes. Recently annexed property. It is the Funnigan's property.
Right. Okay. So this was but my point is this is newly in the city. Right?
Newly annexed. We encourage them to annex in order to receive the water connection. We do have proposed ordinance 14-2019 authorizing the city to enter in a cost recovery agreement. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 14-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a cost recovery agreement with Vibrant Ventures LLC for its connection to the city of Sylvania water supply system, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 14-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 14-2019.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 14-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 14-2019 is approved. Moving to the second page of our agenda for this evening, agenda item 10, a zoning map update. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. our code indicates that we are to bring our zoning map back to council for approval when there have been substantial changes. Substantial is relative, but when we annex the type of territory that we recently did in the Mayberry area and Little Road and Centennial Road, that, you know, that's a pretty substantial area. There were a couple other properties that have applied for zoning changes through the past couple of years, so those have been changed and updated. And then, as I indicated, the newly annexed territory is all on the map. So we would just recommend approval. We have double and triple checked the proper zoning, and we would recommend approval.
Questions for the service director?
Thank you. It's wonderful to have this updated zoning map. Appreciate it.
All right, with that, we have ordinance 15-2019 to formally accept this updated plan. Mr. Hanum.
Yes, I was ogling the map. I apologize. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 15-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. An ordinance to approve and adopt the City of Sylvania's new original or current official zoning map, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 15-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 15-2019 as an emergency measure.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 15-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 15-2019 is approved.
I look forward to future updates.
With more annexations?
With more annexations.
Okay. I heard what he was saying. Moving to agenda item 11, I am pleased to report that we have reached a collective bargaining agreement with our final union organization here in the city, and that is the telecommunicators for the Sylvania Police. They had requested to be negotiated with last. They used to go first, but now they went last. And it did take some negotiating with the city administrators to reach agreement with them. The financial arrangements are exactly the same, no changes. Are there any questions that I can answer or that Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining can answer without Toby here tonight? Our chief is familiar with them as well. Very straightforward, just some rules changes that occurred.
I just want to commend you for all of you for the hard work you did to get this done, and we appreciate all our employees, and we're glad that we have them all on board now for a while, and that's great.
We do. We're happy it only has to take place every 3 years. Okay. Mr. Lukey, we have ordinance.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'm delighted to introduce ordinance number 16-2019. Copies have been made available to members of council, therefore I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a 3-year collective bargaining agreement commencing January 1st, 2019 with the Sylvania Police Telecommunicators, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 16-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 16-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 16-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 16-2019 is approved. Moving to agenda item 12. This is a request for additional funds for study of the Mishindu Aquifer as a potential water source for the city of Sylvania. Without going into a lengthy report of where we are on searching out different water sources, the same information I've given you before, we continue to work with the city of Toledo on both a technical committee level and a legal committee level to find the best contract we can with them as our current water supplier. And the discussions have also included a redundant water source with them as well. As we've talked before, we are talking to the Great Lakes Water Authority, the city of Monroe, Michigan, as possible other water sources where we would remain customers. We always have the option of utilizing our existing easement to Lake Erie and building our own plant. That is the most expensive and lengthy process to take care of. We do have a contract through 2028 with the city of Toledo, but I firmly recommend that we continue to work on the final source, which is the Mishindu Aquifer, which came to light following Toledo's rejection of TAWA last year, as did the Great Lakes Water Authority in the city of Monroe. We have gone through the first step of test wells out there, and it proved to be very successful. It pumped a lot of water out of the upper portion of the aquifer. The next step is to dig a deeper well into the lower part of the aquifer and test it as a production well, and to drill the necessary testing wells alongside of it. City Council granted funding for this aquifer study in the past. I believe you might have read in the paper today that the city of Maumee authorized, I believe it was another $30,000. That is not the request to you because we're not that far behind on it. We're looking for $12,000 tonight. And I strongly recommend you do this. It is a stretch for us to use this water source for us, but it is a possible source where we would be owners of the system, and there's a lot of benefits to be owners of the system. There are a lot of negatives that have to be overcome with it before we can go down this line. Mr. Aller, I may have made some mistakes or said wrong things. Anything you think we should add so city council knows right where we're at? Talk to me a little bit again why Maumee did 30,000 and we only need to do 12,000.
Maumee has taken a step they basically have gotten themselves to, in my letter when I referred to the they've taken themselves to a commitment level at that level.
Okay.
I think we can glean some information from the first part of that second phase on whether or not it's viable for us to continue to move towards that way. It could be that we can come back to you very quickly and saying that we think it's viable and we think we should take that next step and ask for another $17,000. But we can do this in phases, and I think that's a preferred method versus asking for everything at this stage. So
what would be the time for each of these phases?
Roughly.
You won't hold it to it. You're not doing it.
Yeah, phase 2A and 2B will go very quickly. Those will be probably a month apiece, if that. Phase 3 will take a little bit longer, just because of the approval processes that we'll have to go through with EPA. So those next two are in the rolling phases.
And then phase 3 maybe later in the summer?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's probably the realistic idea, because that's, there's going to have to be a lot of modeling, a lot of engineering, a lot of cone depression work and things like that as part of the phase. And that's the phase that, if everybody decides to move forward, that's where we're going. That's where,
The administration continues to invest a lot of time in investigating water sources. I've chaired a meeting out in White House concerning the aquifer. We attended a meeting in Perrysburg last week of all the suburban mayors, service directors, and law directors about the potential contracts with Toledo. And we just keep meeting more and more. We have to keep our options open. If we don't have options, it'll be business as usual with the city of Toledo. So I strongly encourage this expenditure at this time. Any questions for myself or Mr. Aller? If not, we do have proposed ordinance 17.
No, Mr. Mayor, I just will reiterate that I know this leads to an ownership interest, and I recognize there are benefits to that. What I'm ultimately looking for is I see us as a buyer of water at this point, and I want to be the best customer we can be. And I know the city of Toledo is being difficult in the contracts that they're providing, the legal framework for that. And I urge you to remain vigilant and defensive. There's no reason I would never approve again the kind of contract that we saw in the past, or that is being proposed, that would penalize us for doing things like exploring options and being responsible to our constituents. So I urge you to stay the course on that and wholly support that effort.
I'd like to report that I am going out of my way to meet with Toledo City Council members and try to get them on board with the process. That was the problem last year. The information did not get to them, and they let somebody else tell them the facts that he wanted them to know. At the TMACOG annual meeting and with other phone calls and other regional meetings, I've talked to 5 or 6 Toledo City Councilmen in the last 3 or 4 weeks, trying to encourage them to be on board, read the studies, read the rate structure, look at the graphs, and understand the contracts that are being proposed. I think I'm not necessarily being successful, but we're in better shape than we were last year. I just don't want a result like happened last year with the current Toledo Area Water Commission.
Well, I've been skeptical of the ability of the city to be a good partner with us. I remain skeptical, but I am very hopeful that I'll be proven wrong, and that they will choose to step up and be, you know, the regional partner that that we hope they would be.
I think that's the best solution for the region, as I thought Tawa was. However, I think we need a redundant water source at the same time, and frankly, for the city of Sylvania to have another water line coming into it from Great Lakes Water Authority or the city of Monroe or the Machindo and still have an active contract with Toledo gives us two water pipes coming into Sylvania, and we could even backfeed into Toledo if their system goes down again. They're doing a lot of work to make sure that doesn't happen, but they have no backup. They are just fighting that tooth and nail. Okay, I would propose acceptance of Ordinance 17-2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 17-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Artesian of Pioneer to conduct further testing of the Machindo Aquifer as an alternative water source for the city of Sylvania, appropriating funds therefore in an amount not to exceed $12,500, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Ordinance Number 17-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 17-2019.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 17-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 17-2019 is approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 13, you have in your council packets a rather large bundle of codified ordinance updates for your legal books, these right here. We need to accept and approve these. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the annual ordinance that comes before council for consideration to update our codified ordinances so that they are in compliance with changes made to the Ohio Revised Code. That is what all of these amendments and additions are. I don't believe we or you all enacted anything on this list, and they will also be available online.
All right. To accomplish this, we have Ordinance 18-2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 18-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. An ordinance to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances, to repeal ordinances in conflict therewith, to publish the enactment of new matter, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 18-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Ordinance Number 18-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 18-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 18-2019 is approved. And I encourage you to insert those into your code books. Agenda Item 14 is committee reports. We did have a committee of the whole meeting held this evening at 6 p.m. that Mrs. Westfall was in the chair and yielded to Mr. Lukey. So whoever would like to make the report.
I'll give a report. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Committee of the Whole meeting, as you mentioned, met this evening, February 19th, 2019, at 6 o'clock to hear proposals on the new city logo. Present at the meeting were all council members except Mr. Fry, who was excused, and many members of administration. Mr. Ludke and Mr. Sanford kind of introduced the process. All members of council had received copies from three potential organizations who would be happy to do the work and have the opportunity to do the work of a new logo design. All three of them are from the Sylvania area. They were Fuller Art House, Creative Oxygen, and Thread Marketing. They all responded to questions from council members. We had additional discussion trying to determine where we, who we thought would be the best one to advance the work on a new logo for our city. And we were able to narrow it down to Fuller Art House or Thread Marketing. However, we weren't able to finalize that decision. We are going to wait till Mr. Fry is able to join us and revisit the discussion with the goal of having a decision for the and a vote at the March 4th meeting. And the meeting adjourned at 7:20. Anything else to be added? A thank you to Mr. Lukey for his work on this. He has really owned this effort and helped us to advance it, and it's not been seamless, but it has been a positive effort.
Any further committee reports that we made at this time or committee referrals? We do have an agenda item 16 that's been added to the agenda, an executive session to discuss possible litigation. I would propose we take a 10-minute recess before beginning that executive session. Let's have the motion now to go into executive session, committee of the whole.
In 10 minutes. So moved.
So moved and seconded. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Campolini?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hausman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
The vote is 6-0. We will go into committee of the whole executive session following a 10-minute recess. Thank you.
Are these two?
Decisions.